rattlesnake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello, welcome to the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, here for another week. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to the news crew. Thanks to CRTR Radio for hosting this show, or allowing me to host this show. It's a real privilege, and I really get a kick out of broadcasting tunes for you you would not otherwise hear, I don't think, unless you really were looking. I'm talking about Australian music, if you're listening here in Canada. There's a wealth of great music that comes from Australia, and I'm going to be playing for you some of that today, digging into the past and also playing some fresh new sounds from Canada, where I'm currently based here in Vancouver. And a really big show today, of course, the sad news that we have all heard about the passing of Chrissy Amphlett of the Divinyls, surely one of the most powerful front women ever to be in the world of contemporary music. She tragically passed away just a few days ago after a long battle with breast cancer and multiple sclerosis. So she fought very hard, but that's a very tough battle to fight. And I'm going to do just as best as I can do in a short period here, just a little tribute to Chrissy of the Divinyls, Chrissy Amphlett. We'll play a few tracks. A few of the very well-known tracks. Not I Touch Yourself, because that's the one that we all know that was the huge hit. Probably got into number one somewhere. But we're going to go further back and to play some of the Divinyl songs that maybe are lesser known to listeners in Canada, but real Australian classics and very easy to find on the Best of Divinyls Essential that is here in the record library at CITR, which came out in 1991. So, Chrissy Amphlett, she passed away on the 21st of April, just a few days ago. She was born in October 1959 and formed the band The Divinyls with her partner Mark McEntee. They met at a concert in Sydney in 1980 and formed the band shortly thereafter. It was one of those bands with an ever-changing lineup, but Amphlett and McEntee were the two mainstays. And they had quite a volatile relationship, which probably really informed their powerful songwriting. So that big hit single, I Touched Myself, came out in 1991. It was definitely number one in Australia, I remember that much. And but funnily enough, they didn't, like, that was the huge big hit, and you know, which is unfortunate, because a lot of people might just think, though, they were a one-hit wonder band. Because they really didn't record much after that either, which is a bit of a shame. But going back, you know, you're going to hear some really wonderful songs right now. Going back in the catalogue, the Divinyls, like absolute classics, including this first track that we're going to play for you right now called Pleasure and Pain. Chrissy Amphlett of the Divinyls. This is a very short tribute to her. I'm very sad to hear of her passing away. Let's get into the music straight away. And I'll be right back with some very exciting news, too, about an interview I have today with an amazing Australian singer-songwriter. Okay, here we go. Here's the Divinyls with the beautiful Chrissy Amphlett on vocals, Pleasure and Pain.
Forget about me. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Matt, and we are paying tribute to Chrissy Amphlett of the Divinyls. Two stunning tracks there from the beautiful, beautiful woman who was Chrissy Amphlett. You heard up, first up there was Pleasure and Pain. And after that was Back to the Wall. So that's tracks 2 and 3 on the Essential Divinyl CD, which I discovered here in the record library. So that's going, you know, this is way before I Touched Myself, the big hit that a lot of people in this part of the world know the Divinyls from. So we had, let's see here, so Pleasure and Pain, it went to number one in Australia in 1985, that song, the first song there you heard. So that's showing how, you know, they really were a strong band far before the time that they broke in North America. So we're talking about Chrissy Amphlett, just a real talent, and she was such a role model for female performers for the wonderful mix of sexuality, bravado, and courage, but also the vulnerability that she portrayed. And there's just very few women to compare it to, really, in the world of rock and roll. I'm just reading here an article here online. An Australian journalist said, "Fully aware of her sexual power, she nevertheless confronted her audience with songs that spoke frankly of love as a codependent act of submission, and occasionally of subjugation, even sometimes of humiliation." So she wasn't afraid to bear. Herself and portray the earthiness and the reality of human interaction and relationship, but also to be a powerful vocalist, you know, powerful presence. And she was part of a really great songwriting duo there, and Mark McEntee, the guitarist. So it's very sad to hear that she passed away just a couple of days ago due to breast cancer and multiple sclerosis. She fought very hard for quite some time. Let's play a couple more tracks from the Divinyls featuring Chrissy Amphlett on vocals. Let's hear for you now. Let's have a look. See. Let's play. Let's play "Boys in Town" and "Science Fiction." Okay. Here we go. This is more of the Divinyls, and of course, the exciting news that I have coming up very soon is my interview with Paul Kelly. Yes, the Paul Kelly who is playing in Vancouver next Wednesday night. You're going to hear an exclusive interview that I recorded with Paul Actually, earlier this year when I went to Seattle to see him on a little a quick jaunt that he did on the West Coast. I was just blown away by the chance to do that. So I'm going to play for you that full 11-minute interview today. That's coming up in the show. But first, let's get back into this tribute to Chrissy Amphlett of the Divinyls. Let's hear the track Boys in Town, followed closely then thereafter by Science Fiction.
Yeah. I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
Okay, so thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Two more tracks there from the Divinyls, featuring Chrissy Amphlett on vocals. You heard their Boys in Town and Science Fiction. Two stunning tracks there from the 80s, well before the big hit I Touch Myself, which was huge in North America. And we're playing these tracks because Chrissy just passed away just a few days ago. She was aged 53. And she was living in New York City at the time, really fighting the tough battle against breast cancer, as well as multiple sclerosis. So she had radiation treatment, chemotherapy, and fought hard, but she succumbed just a couple of days ago. So this is my very brief tribute to Chrissy. I have very fond memories of discovering her music as an adolescent male and just being blown away by her beauty and presence. And she's immortalized forever in those wonderful songs. Thank you, Chrissy. So here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And this is probably one of my most excitable moments, really, of ever hosting the show, because I'm about to broadcast an interview I recorded with Paul Kelly, arguably Australia's greatest singer-songwriter in the real singer-songwriter tradition, speaking, you know, his own personal experience and the country of Australia from a very intelligent angle, a real songwriter, and he's definitely Australia's, you'd really call him our answer to Bruce Springsteen / Bob Dylan, I'd say. He's got a bit of both, really. And I caught up with him in Seattle earlier this year in January, because he was doing a little brief tour in sort of anticipation for a full North American tour for his brand new album called Spring and Fall. And it was amazing because his manager actually found me online and emailed me and said, "Hey, I see you're in Vancouver. Do you want to pop across the border and interview Paul just before a Seattle show?" And I just jumped at it. And I was incredibly nervous. And I waited backstage as he was doing a sound check in the late afternoon, one afternoon there in Seattle. Set up my computer and mic and try to overcome my nerves, and then there he is. He walked through the door, and I had good 15 minutes with him. So I'm going to broadcast for you that interview. But first up, let's, for people unfamiliar with the great songs of Paul Kelly, let's play a few for you now. Again, like the Divinyls there, we'll go back in time, back to the 80s, and then we'll play his brand new record, a few tracks from that interspersed throughout the interview. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and this is a real classic Paul Kelly track from St Kilda to King's Cross, closely followed by another classic called Dumb Things, a more rockier song. Here we go. This is Paul Kelly.
King's Cross, it's 13 hours on a bus. I press my face against the glass and watch the white lines rushing past. And all around me felt like all inside me, and my body left me, and my soul went running. Have you ever seen King's Cross when the rain is falling soft? Came in on the evening bus from Oxford Street. I cut across
And if the rain don't fall too hard, everything shines just like a postcard. Everything goes on just the same. Fair weather friends are the hungriest friends. I'd keep my mouth well shut, I'd cross their open hands. I wanna see the sun go down from St. Kilda Esplanade, where the beach needs reconstruction, where the palm trees have it high. I give you all of Sydney Harbour, all that land and all that water, for that one sweet promenade. I give you all of Sydney Harbour, all that land and all that water, for that one sweet promenade.
Has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
When I first met your mother, I was playing in a bar. She walked in with my girlfriend. My foolish girlfriend brought her there. She looked so pretty and dangerous as she brushed back her hair. And I was not the only one taking notice in that bar. When I first met your ma, when I first kissed your mother, I was single once again. We walked through Fitzroy Gardens. There she took my hand. We could not stop our kissing. Then she whispered in my ear, "Well, soon you'll get to know me, maybe. So let's not go too far." When I first kissed your mind, love like a bird flies away. You find out the only way. Love like a bird flies away. We first lay together inside her father's house. We tried so to be quiet as we held each other close. Then her dad came bounding. He said, "Get out of there, boy. Get out of my daughter's room." I walked 2 miles in Melbourne rain. I thought I could have walked 10 more. When I first loved your mind, love like a bird flies away. You find out the only way. Love like a bird flies away. Love like a bird flies away.
Here we are on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, and my name's Matt. The familiar sounds there of Paul Kelly, extraordinary musician, Australian musical icon. He is one of the world's great singer-songwriters, and he's playing Vancouver this coming Wednesday. And you heard a few classics there. You can find on the Best Of song, Best Of album for Paul Kelly. You heard from St Kilda to King's Cross. Then we heard Dumb Things and When I First Met Your Ma. Just to whet your appetite. And I have a full 11-minute interview with Paul Kelly that I'm just about to broadcast for you. But actually, let's play one more track first from the brand new album, Spring and Fall, which has just come out this year. Let's play for you a track called When a Woman Loves a Man. You'll get a sense of where Paul Kelly's at right now in the real stripped-back mode, kind of in the more folks singer-songwriter mode. He's just incredibly prolific, and he's been all over the place stylistically, but this album was really stripped back. And it's deliberately done as a song cycle about a relationship from beginning to end as it plays out throughout the year and the seasons. So the first few songs are very optimistic. Love is in the air, it's all fresh, and it dips towards the end of the album or midway through to the pain has come through, the miscommunication, a separation, and then a renewal. So it's a wonderful songscape, and I'm going to play for you three tracks. So first up, let's play one from very early in the piece. This song is called When a Woman Loves a Man, and then you're going to hear in two parts my interview with Paul Kelly.
Stronger than the sun, so unfolds the hidden plan that won't stop once begun. Her light comes shining inside him, little tender bloom expand when a woman loves a man. Ever since the world began, and when a woman gives herself, she goes out on a limb. Her body cannot help but tell story that's within. She pours her trust in him, and all she asks is that he understand the gift he holds in his hand. When a woman loves a man, what a carving out a canyon. Sure gets deeper over time. A woman's love seeks its companion as fresh water seeks the brine. Sweet home, the whole damn country in the palm of his hand. Springtime all across the land. When a woman loves a man, ever since the world began. When a woman loves a man,
ready for the tender plan. When a woman loves a man.
Brand new track there from Paul Kelly from his album called Spring and Fall. And I'm going to play for you right now my interview that I recorded with Paul down in Seattle in January. Very excited to play this for you. So Paul Kelly, of course, if you just tuned in, he was born in January 1955. He is an extremely well-regarded and established Australian singer-songwriter in the real tradition of the real, you know, the singer-songwriter who sings songs and puts a lot of effort into them and album after album. He's had numerous top 40 singles in Australia, but he's far from a top 40 artist, if you know what I mean. You know, he's the Bob Dylan style of songwriter. And I was just absolutely blown away to be able to talk to him in person. So I actually asked him straight up about his family heritage. I know he had somewhat of an Italian aspect to his heritage, and I really wanted to ask him about the folk songs of Italy. And then we'll get into speaking about his current songwriting. Here it is. This is my chat with Paul Kelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so all I'm right. Joined here by Paul Kelly. We're backstage at the Triple Door in Seattle, preparation for the show. Paul, I wanted to ask you a bit about your family heritage, being Italian. I've got Italian heritage myself from northern Italy. Do you mind if I ask what region your family's from in the country?
My grandfather on my mother's side was, his folks are from around near Venice, Venezia. He was raised in Buenos Aires and then moved back to Italy later. I'm probably more Irish than Italian, so there's just one Italian ancestor. But he sang opera. He moved to Australia in the early part of the 20th century and met my grandmother, who was a student of his. He was teaching singing, and they started an opera company together. My mother also played music a lot as a child, so we had a lot of music around the house.
Definitely a lot of encouragement for you, I guess, in that sense.
Yeah, well, I was one of eight brothers and sisters, and we all had compulsory piano lessons starting about the age of 10. I just did a couple of years of piano and then switched to the trumpet in high school and picked up guitar later when I was about 18.
And, I've read a bit about the history of opera in your family. In terms of, like, folk music, which is what you're influenced by a lot in play, Italian folk music is something that people don't speak of often. And I've been wondering about Australian folk music and Italian, given that Irish folk music is pretty well known and documented. Was there anything in your household, or have you done your own explorations of anything folk music-wise from Italy?
No, I don't know much about Italian folk. There was a series of records that came out a few years ago called La Canta della Malavita, which was songs from around, which is songs of the bad life. And they were, I think it was not quite sure... the marketing of this record, but they were sort of marketed as the songs are sort of Cosa Nostra would listen to. A lot of these sort of fairly raw songs of revenge and honour, blood. That was a pretty good series, but I think they were sort of songs that have been around for a while, but fairly recently recorded, but simply recorded. Mm. There's a couple of series of those records which I really liked. I also like a lot of the, you know, Italian American tradition, which is singers like Louis Prima. I love his music. Buona Sera. There's kind of, some people might sort of think of it as sort of cheesy Italian, but I love it. There's singers like Al Martino in Spanish Eyes, heaps of guys. And there's also a film called Big Night, which is one of my all-time favourite films. You know that one?
No.
It's got a lot of great music in it. I can't remember all the names. Stornelli is one of the people in it. There's some beautiful music in that. And that's a very, very, very good film.
Hmm. Oh, thank you. That's on my list now. Yeah. And then in terms of Australian, like I know my research, you were taught a song called Streets of Forster by an Australian musician. That was the first song you ever played in an open mic. Is that correct?
Streets of Forbes, yeah. It's the first song I learned, yeah. which... Which is a song about the Australian bushranger, Ben Hall. So I think it might also be sometimes known as the Ballad of Ben Hall, but Streets of Forbes, and tells us. It's a very, quite a succinct song for a folk song. It doesn't have that many verses, but sort of covers his career.
Okay. And just thinking, as an Australian growing up there and being a music lover, I can't think of a lot of Australian folk songs that are common. I mean, we have Waltz and Matilda, and now this song I've learnt about, but I don't know why I do a radio show and I can't think past the Easy Beats. That's the oldest music I've ever played and researched.
A lot of great Australian folk songs, and a lot of them, you know, they've been, sometimes they're melodies that were taken from Irish and Scottish ballads and so on. Mm. You know, Waltzing Matilda's got a couple of different tunes, and they're fairly much based on old tunes. You know, Moreton Bay is a beautiful, I mean, it's a song about the horrors of being a convict, but it's a beautiful melody. South Australia, around, South Australia, I was born. Yeah, it's a pretty strong tradition.
Yeah. Mm. And then bringing it to Canada here, of course we have you, Joni Mitchells, Neil Young, Leonard Cohen, who you've seen and admired in concert. Any other people you've picked up along the way from Canada that you've admired? Any songs?
Well, Colin and Sylvia, we're talking about folk music, it's Four Strong Winds, and the Canadian artists, you know, Feist and Ron Sexsmith and...
Morning comes creeping in like a sick and pale child. She leaves him there sleeping in. No good way to say goodbye. She turns her face to the sun. Doesn't have tears to cry. She wonders what on earth she's done. No good way to say goodbye. Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet. She's out of shelter. She's as cold as Canada. She gives herself a talking to keep the blood in her eyes. She knows what she means to do. No good way to say goodbye. Canada, what she needs she cannot buy, or do what she can for her. No good way to say goodbye. Oh, she's cold as Canada. She's cold as Canada. Oh, she's cold as Canada.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back to Stranded. This is Australian and Canadian music. My name's Matt. You can catch the show online at ozstrandedradio.com with lots of podcasts, set lists and video clips for some of the songs we play. Really exciting. Paul Kelly, you just heard there, Cold as Canada. A perfect song for this show. That is track number 8 off his latest record, Spring and Fall. Paul Kelly is the great Australian singer-songwriter, playing in Vancouver at the Rio Theatre on Broadway, Wednesday, May 1st. And you're listening to an exclusive interview, specially for this show. I spoke with Paul in January earlier this year, and I've been sitting on this, actually, this recording to wait till now, because I knew he was coming back to Vancouver for a proper show. So now's the time. So Paul now, I'm going to ask Paul about this song that you just heard there, Cold as Canada. Really exciting stuff. This was amazing moment for me to speak to such a great artist. Here it is. Here's my second part of the interview with Paul Kelly.
Cold as Canada is the song off your latest record, which I'm definitely going to play on the show. And can you tell us a little bit about where that comes from, that song? In the song cycle, I know it's a song about love, relationship, and the ups and downs. I guess this is, from what I can interpret, a woman kind of going cold on a man and not knowing what to say.
Yeah, it's a leave-taking song, and it's part of the song cycle, which is called Spring and Fall, which sort of goes through the seasons. It's definitely the winter part of the record. There's only 11 songs on the record, so it's kind of probably the darkest, lowest point of the record in a way. There's another pretty angry song after that, but then finishes off with sort of more of an aftermath. But I have, you know, we've travelled Canada a few times and we've travelled across those plains. We often seem to travel Canada in the March, and I know they've got the great expression up around here, winter comes in like a wolf and leaves like a lamb. Sometimes we've been on the wolf part, and I've been across the plains a couple of times driving where it's been really cold when you step outside the van. So I think somewhere in the lodged in my mind a little phrase that I thought might come in handy one day for a song.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, last time I saw you was Edmonton, Alberta, and it was probably a cold night. So, yeah, no, you've experienced probably what I've experienced. So the new song, the new album, where you've kind of gone back to basics with folk playing style. In terms of songwriting, habits that you developed early in your life, can you speak of those habits of recording and observing and whether they've changed a lot over the years?
Unfortunately, my habits haven't changed that much. You know, I guess all writers try to break their habits, which is one of the reasons I like writing with other people, because you end up with different songs than what you would write if you just by yourself. I'm fairly limited on guitar and on piano, so I tend to sort of fall into the same patterns. I don't use very complicated chords. I'm always trying to break my habits, but I don't think I get very far away from them.
In any event, you seem incredibly observational, because not only the deeply personal and songs about relationships, but of course the big picture and looking at Australian culture and Indigenous rights and whatnot. I'm wondering, have you been, are you aware of the Idle No More movement in Canada?
Idle No More?
Idle No More. It's an Indigenous solidarity movement that's picked up steam in the last just couple of months, and it's pivotal. There's been a hunger strike by one of the chiefs as against the Conservative Harper government, who's doing things like proposing an oil line to go all the way from Alberta through to the sea through native lands. I just got to wondering how much, if that made the news in Australia, because I know you're aware of Indigenous issues in Australia.
It might have, but no, I'm not aware of it, so yeah. I'll have to find out more about it.
And is there anything, like, I haven't lived in Australia for 5 years now, since the apology. Do you care to comment at all on the state of Aboriginal relations in Australia? And
I don't know how qualified I am to comment. I mean, there's sort of, sometimes it seems like two steps forward, three steps back, but there's a lot of sometimes well-intentioned policy that's misguided. You know, there's lots of good people working away. You know, I think the biggest thing is making sure young Aboriginal children get a good education. That's so many are missing out, and they start way behind in life. And that's been the problem people have been trying to address for a long time, with fairly spotted results.
And thanks to you, the way that you've written some songs, that you've at least shone the light on a bigger picture with From Little Things, Big Things Grow, and your collaboration with Yothu Yindi. I guess that's the way you've contributed to the
conversation. Yeah, that's just from, I was just curious. I didn't learn much about Aboriginal history at school growing up, and that's changing a bit in schools now, because I went to school in the 60s. So there are some very important stories out there to be told, especially in terms of Aboriginal resistance. There was a bit of a myth that was propagated that Australia was settled peaceably, or, you know, they used to say the natives melted away and things like that. But that didn't really happen. There was a cover-up in Australian history because the government didn't want to admit that there was actually a war going on. So when I first read about all the examples of Indigenous resistance to the settler culture by an author called Henry Reynolds in the mid-80s, a really good book called The Other Side of the Frontier, that opened my eyes a lot, and just started following up stories from there.
Yeah, I picked up a little bit of that in your book, so yeah, I'm going to research a bit more myself. Well, yeah, well, thanks so much, Paul.
Thanks for your letter and your kind words of comfort. It's good to hear from you again. I'm going okay, taking it day by day. You know what they say, can't complain. It's just these little aches and pains. I got them always now, sunshine or rain. It must be nice out there on the river. Maybe I could visit, haven't had a trip in a while. There's nothing much keeping me here. I see the gang maybe once or twice a year. You and me, we could walk a rambling country mile. Test out these little aches and pains. When all else goes, they remain. A cliche, I'll make it one. Hope it doesn't get too creaky. I have found that what you don't know will hurt you. What doesn't kill you makes you weaker. Gives you little aches and pains. I got them always now, sunshine or rain. I don't count my losses now, just my gains.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Welcome back to the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And there you heard my second part of the interview I recorded with Paul Kelly, the great Australian singer-songwriter, who is playing in Vancouver this coming Wednesday, the Rio Theatre, Wednesday, May 1st. I highly recommend going. He's one of the greats. This is the Bob Dylan of Australia. You'll just have an extraordinary time if you really appreciate fine songwriting. Paul Kelly has a new record out called Spring and Fall. And the last song you heard there was Little Aches and Pains, which is the last song on the record. And it was a real pleasure to speak with Paul. A once-in-a-lifetime chance for me. Well, I do hope to meet him again. I'll definitely be at the show, and I hope you will be too. That's Paul Kelly. If you're in Vancouver, you can catch him next Wednesday night at the Rio. All right, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at OzStranded. Let's get into some Canadian tracks now. Let's head out east. Let's listen to Hayden, and then Mint Records artist Pick a Piper, and then another band from out eastward called Christ vs. Krishna. This is Stranded. My name's Matt.
Terrible sound by driving her around. past that motel along the coast of Pretty Awful. But one time we just might stay there and sleep through the night. Thank you.
Get your class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
So long. Ooh, oh, oh, they come my way. Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Thursday, April 25th at UBC's Chan Center for the Performing Arts, it's Taj Mahal and Shamikia Copeland. Composer, multi-instrumentalist, and vocalist Taj Mahal is one of the most prominent and influential figures in late 20th century blues and roots music. His artistic scope represents virtually every corner of the world: West Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, Europe, the Hawaiian Islands, and so much more. Shamikia Copeland is the daughter of blues legend Johnny Copeland. Her powerful voice is guaranteed to raise your spirits. Tickets are on sale at the Chan Center box office, High Life Records, and Rufus's Guitar Shop.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds.